dust, the valley of bloodlust. If I spend $100, I know I'm not going to have $100 worth of gold. But no. You know what? It matters to me is that I've bought pay dirt from different places around the United States. And what I like about that is that the base material, the gange material, the waste material, boy, you want to talk about having something that's a great tool, because I will guarantee you that the dirt that comes in a pay dirt bag that comes out of Washington or out of Alaska or out of California, that base dirt that's in there, it's all going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everybody, and even the gold's going to be different. Even the gold's going to be different. The gold's going to act differently. And to me, that's sure. a great tool. Having that, having a bag of pay dirt for that is a fantastic tool.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I've got gold that's coming out of California, out of Northern California, you know, it's got a particular character. It's got a particular weight. It has a particular value to it. If I'm getting gold out of Alaska, it has a particular value to it. If I'm getting gold out of Indiana, it has a particular value to it. If I'm getting it, you know, anywhere that there are these areas where you have these companies that are using that area's gold, okay, that area's right. gold. And, you know, have I opened up a bag of pay dirt that was supposed to come from X, and you look at the gold and you go, oh, wow, I know where that came from. Yeah, it happens. It happens.
Sure.
Because, you know, unless you're running a mine, the chances are these pay dirt companies are having to, even if you are running a mine, there's a chance that if they're doing a lot of volume, that they have to subsidize some of that gold in there, and they are purchasing gold. I don't mm-hmm. care. I don't care. But I also don't have an expectation, and I'm going to say this over and over, that if I spend $100, I don't have an expectation that I'm going to have 60, 70, 80% of a return.
Right.
My return is what it is. Now,
right.
I look at this a little bit differently, and I understand that. But it's also, I'm going to go down this real quick. Because an ounce of gold to me right now, today, cost me about $350 an ounce.
Mm-hmm. On your spreadsheet and based on your average cost.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've never seen my spreadsheet. You've heard me talk about my spreadsheet. Let's talk about my spreadsheet. Because I really want to talk about, you know what? Maybe I'm done ranting about pay dirt. Am I done ranting about pay dirt? Let's see. Okay, let's talk about something. Let's talk about something that's really positive, that's really about mm-hmm. prospecting. Actually, I think talking about pay dirt is really positive. As long as you go into it with the right attitude and you sure. understand what you're going to get. You're going to get a mm-hmm. bag, and in that bag is going to be gold.
Yes.
And if that gold has a value to you for your convenient experience, then guess what? You got your value. Okay.
Right.
Enough of that. So now let's talk about something that I think is really positive and how this world has changed over the years and how this becomes so very, very cool. About 40 years ago, one of my mentors told me, and you and I have talked about this in a couple of our last podcasts, about dollars per yard. Yes, mm-hmm. I want to go out, and to me, going out and finding gold is the greatest joy I have. To me,
right.
that is what it's all about. I want to go out and find the gold. Finding the gold is better than having the gold, but there has to be a value established to that. So you're not going upside down no matter what.
Right.
And I don't mean no matter what, because you know what? I will tell you, every brand new prospector that's listening to this podcast right now, what I'm going to tell you is if you've never gone out and panned yet, if you've joined the GPAA and you're waiting on your kit and your kit comes and you're getting ready to go out and you're going to do this, I want you to take some very, very specific steps that I will assure you will make you a better prospector. And understand one thing right now. You spent the money for that kit. That is an investment that you've made into you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got that investment, but that was a cost. And I'm going to share with you what to do with those costs. All right. So 40 years ago, my mentor said, when you do this, because it is about the return, and we all, you know, to all of us, the greatest joy is finding the gold. But if we're going to continue to go out there and we're going to continue to find the gold, then we have to assess some sort of value to that. And we're like, oh, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. I can't go out and spend, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 on going out and finding zero gold or a little bit of gold or a few ounces of gold or, you know, even a pound of gold, you know, whatever.
Right.
It has to become a point where, and this is where you become a better prospector. He said, everything you do, when you go on a trip, everything you do, write it down, put it in the book. Every penny of gas, every penny of water, every quart of oil, you know, anything and everything. And that is an expense. And when you go out and you prospect and you find gold and you know what that gold weight is and you've got it all done, you put that in at spot price on the other column, you know, on another part of your little book. And mm-hmm. I did that. And I've done that ever since. Now, over the years, I went from the little pocket pal, the little pocket notebook, little spiral notebook, and then a binder to everything on a spreadsheet. And I will tell you that every prospecting trip I've been on over the last four decades is in that book.
Mm-hmm.
And the better prospector I became, and I looked at that, I looked at those numbers, and I'll tell you what, when the personal computer came around in Excel and you had spreadsheets, and I started throwing everything in the spreadsheet and converting it over. Oh my goodness, man, did I get to see how to become a better prospector?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I've got a cost and I've got an income against that cost. And the more I stuck with it and the more that I spent time learning how to become a better prospector, the lower the expenses went and the higher the return went.
Right.
And there came a point where I could look at my spreadsheet and there was a day and it's on a spreadsheet and I've got it marked and I've got it, like, I printed it out and I've got little stars off to the side of it. I put little, you know, little icons and everything else on it. There was a day on my spreadsheet where my expenses were less than my return. And since that day, it's always been the same. My expenses have now become less than what my return.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and that's where you want it to be as quickly as you can.
As quickly as you can. And you know what? I'm going to say this about as quickly as you can. I started this spreadsheet about 40 years ago. There was no such thing as the internet. There was no such thing as a personal computer. There was no such thing as the GPAA online mining guide. There was no such thing as Google or the LR2000 or any of these tools for any of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think about, I hope Chris doesn't mind me mentioning his name in this, but Chris Ralph, you know, Chris Ralph went to school and became a mining engineer. That's his degree. He's a mining engineer. And when we were sitting around talking about it on the podcast, he said, well, hold on. I'm not a geologist. I'm a mining engineer. I learned all of my geology. I've self-taught my geology. And it's and I, so am I. I've taken geology classes. I've taken some economic geology classes. Do I have a degree in geology? Absolutely not. So, you know, I've taken classes and I've done this and I've done that, but I'm basically self-taught in my geology as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at what's on YouTube right now or, you know, online. And well, I'm jumping too far ahead. So in all of these years, in these last 40 years, there's been this, then this, and this, and this that comes up to right now and here today of all of my knowledge and all of my experience that has made me the miner that I am with the knowledge base that I have. Now I think about a guy like you that 10 years ago, you didn't know anything about prospecting, did you?
Nope.
So 10 years ago, you decided I'm going to start prospecting and you surrounded yourself. Now you're an all-in guy. I understand that you're an all-in guy.
Yes.
And so 10 years ago, you started studying, you started reading, you started, you know, you God knows how many, yeah. Do you read a book or do you go onto YouTube and look for the same exact thing?
No, I read a book.
Oh, okay.
And I studied historical books. I studied the reports from the mines that they would send to the states and the federal government.
Right.
And I looked where the mining areas were. And then I started looking at those mining areas and you start to distill all that down and you make reasoned decisions on where to mine.
Absolutely. And you
so I took a lot of time. That's what made me the prospector that I am.
Right.
And again, I immersed myself in it.
In 10 years, you have grown by leaps and bounds. I mean, I can honestly say in the time that I've known you and the things that I've watched you and what you've grown in just in this short period of time, that was, you know, in 10 years, you've done what most of us that started 40, 50 years ago, you've done what it took most of us 25 years to do because a lot of that stuff wasn't there. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't talk to you that you haven't told me about this YouTube video or this that you've watched or that. Okay, fine. You know what? You can sit here and tell me that all you do is read all day long. I know better, and I'll call you out on that one because I know you watch YouTube videos about prospecting and different things like that. I know you do. You self-admit it. But in the beginning, you did what you did to immerse yourself, and now the next class or the next little phase, sure, you might be able to find it on YouTube because it's easier than trying to find that source book. It may be. I don't know. You know, I don't know what depths you go to. I know that I have a huge library of books and I've got them all as references, but I'll admit I spent a lot of time on YouTube looking for very specific information. And I shouldn't say just YouTube, but you know, everywhere. If I need a mining report that I used to have to call the county for and try to get that mining report or go find a book that was written back in the 1800s by the Bureau of Mines and Minerals and get that information. Now that's just a few mouse clicks away.
Right.
So the point that I'm making here is that over the last 40 or 50 years, you know, there's been this much progression. And then you come along 10 years ago, and you've made this huge leap. I mean, you've made a huge leap. And with all the information that is out there today, think about how far that guy that starts today, that sits, you know, that listens to this podcast or something, been, you know, seen something or saw something pop up on YouTube while he was looking at, I don't know, how to grow potatoes. It's kind of an inside joke. You know, that says, you know what? I want to look at this. Think about how far that guy's going to be in a year from now. If he puts the same energy into it that you put in 10 years ago and used everything at your disposal, and you think about the things that, that guys like myself and a lot of us that are, you know, they're in our 60s, pushing our 60s or in our 60s, look at what we worked with. Look at what we had to do to get to where we are now. And look at where, you know, how far you've grown. The guy that says, I'm going to sit down right now and I'm going to start going to the computer and I want to learn all I can about gold prospecting, he's going to do in a year what took you 10 years. He's going to do in 3 years what took us 40 years to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just that simple. It really is just that simple. That day that my expenses and my recovery went above, when my recovery went above my expenses, and since that day, it's always grown. And the way that I do this and the way that I've laid out my spreadsheet is every time I go out to this day, I put what it cost me to do it. And then I put mm-hmm. what my recovery is. And there are some days, honestly, where, you know, I spent, well, not just one day, but, you know, and trips. I've had trips where it's cost me $800 or $900 for travel and fuel and everything else. And I've gotten back, you know, $40, $50, $60, $70. And what that does is it lowers it, you know, it just kind of kicks my, or it lowers my, my value. It all works out because I've had other days where I've spent $3 on fuel in my side by side and maybe a pack of AA batteries for my metal detector. And I've gone out and I've found a, you know, a couple of 1/4 ounce nuggets or a 1 ounce nugget. So mm-hmm. a $3 investment or a $10 investment netted me a $1,000 return.
Sure.
No matter what you do, you put it onto a spreadsheet because you can see what your cost is and you can see what your return is. And when you're first starting out, you are going to be upside down. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But now you become a better prospector. Now you learn how to follow trends. Now you learn how to study. Now you learn how to do all these things because there comes a point where you go, you know what? I know about this ground. I've read everything historical about it, so on, so like that. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do a Kevin Bell thing on Mining Thursday, and I'm going to spend $20 in gas, some fuel, call my mileage, do this or do that. And at today's spot price, I'm going to get 50, what did you say you got, a little bit over a gram?
Yep, 1.06.
Okay. All right, so on today, I made $50 in gold. I made $55 today in gold. I made $55 in gold, and my costs were $30. Okay, that's a net. That's a net gain. And as you start to do that and you become a better prospector, you will watch that shift drastically. But with everything that's available right now, you can do it faster. I believe you can do it faster. When I ordered my first economic geology book, it took it like 3.5 weeks to get to me. 3.5 weeks. So it was a month while I was waiting on a book that I needed for a very specific reason because there were no resources out there. Now I can get everything that's in that book with 3 clicks on the computer. Everything. Mm-hmm. I had to wait a month. You have to wait 30 seconds.
Right.
So, you know, the idea of all of this, and when I do this and I've got my expenses for all these years, pages and pages and pages and pages of Excel spreadsheet of everywhere I've ever been. And then I've got my return. If I take all of that, and when I put gold in, I put gold in at that particular spot price of that day. And mm-hmm. then when I start, if I'm going to, let's just say that I'm going to look at it for today, then what I do is I've got one column that is the price that it came in at spot price, at spot. And then I take today's spot price and I put that in another column and I combine those columns and then I do the average. And then I use Excel and then do the average and figure out exactly where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Real simple. And I do that all the way across the board. And at the end of it, I'm looking at my gold at $1,740 an ounce. And I'm like, ooh, I'm in pretty good shape. I'm in really good shape. Now, a lot of that gold I've sold. And those are, you know, those, I've blanked those out, but, you know, and that's a whole other podcast about how I pay for my mining equipment. You know, I don't buy a detector until I found enough gold with one detector to buy another detector. And it goes down that.
Sure.
But as you start looking at this, and then I run the averages right now, and I did this a couple of days ago when I think it was 17, I don't remember what it was. I think it was 1730 or 1732, something like that. When I did it, I just, you know, did the auto thing of all the columns and took column H and did the comparison to I and the whole nine yards. My gold right now has cost me about $350 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
If I average everything across. So all the gold that I have right now that I pay taxes on, by the way, because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
All of this gold that I have is $350 an ounce.
That's great.
Yeah. I've got gold in every, and I love saying this when somebody asks me, you know, what's the finest mesh that you have? And I'll say, about 25 cents. And they're like, what? What does that mean? It means if I reach in and I get just a little pinch of that 200 mesh gold, just a little pinch, it's worth about 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've always got currency.
Well, yeah. You know,
go ahead.
Excuse me. The thing that people need to really, if we talk about pay dirt or talk about mining, there's the economy of the experience, and then there's the economy of the commodity. And you have to decide where that is.
That's a great point.
You know, whether you're gonna buy pay dirt, whether you're gonna go mining, all of those things, it all breaks down to that. There's the commodity, and then there's the experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the key for everyone, is to decide what that value of the experience really is. There's no value greater for me than to experience going out and finding the gold in the ground, getting it out, and taking it home and having that gold that's been liberated by you. That is huge.
It is huge. And the greatest, and to me, the entire experience is the greatest experience. I mean, I love to go out and find gold. I mean, I love, that is where my passion is. And I agree with you 100%. The value is going out and finding it. That is the experience value.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just lucky enough to be a prospector and be a miner to be able to put a commodity value to that as well. All right. So you know what? Do I like pay dirt? Absolutely. I think pay dirt has a huge, huge place in this world and in this industry. As long as you walk into it understanding. And you know what? Going back to the spreadsheet, you know, my gold cost me about $350 an ounce right now. Okay. So let's say I order a bag of pay dirt and it's, you know, it's got X amount of gold in it. And I take that and I have a value. So the money I paid for that gold bag goes in my expense. The gold that I got out of that gold bag goes into my return. And I can guarantee you that my money spent is going to be higher than what my return is. For me, it doesn't really affect me that much because at $350 an ounce for gold, I've got a little bit of a wiggle room there. But when I look at that, that also makes me say, you know what? My gold just went up to $360 an ounce to get it out because of the differences between this and that, or $355, whatever. It went up. So I need to go out and find some more gold. I need to go out and go prospecting. I need to get back out in the dirt. I need to go out. And this was a great experience. And I really enjoyed working that material because I learned a lot about the dirt and I learned about the gold in this particular area, so on, so like that. But now I'm going to go out and I'm going to go prospecting. I'm going to follow a trend. I'm going to do what I know to do. And I go out and, you know, like I say, I go out and I have a really good day. I spend $20. I make $50. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That brings that 360 down to 354. And then the next time I go out and I get a little bit, and you know, I get a little bit more gold in that, and I've got my expenses and I've got that. And now I'm back to 350. And then, you know, I go out and I find a really big nugget with my metal detector. Ooh, okay. That dropped my price down to 320. Doesn't matter. But if you want to become a better prospector, absolutely buy pay dirt, Nothing wrong with it. Use it to have that convenient experience. Use it to learn. Use it for however you're going to want to use it, but realize it's an experience. And I challenge you that when you buy that bag of pay dirt to start an Excel spreadsheet or start a book or whatever that says you paid X for this and I got this back. And if you're into prospecting and if this is what you want to do and you are all in on prospecting, you're going to look at that cost and you're going to look at that and you're going to become a better prospector because now you want to make it even. You want to make it equal that my cost and my return were the same. And then on my next trip, I want my return to be higher than my cost. And from there, it just goes up. So That's the value of pay dirt. It's a great training tool. It's a great thing to have. It's a great way to just have an experience. That's it. Okay, I'm done. Anything else? Anything else we need to throw in there?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. If you like this podcast, please go to our Buzzsprout channel on thegold.buzzsprout.com, BUZZSPROUT, and click on your favorite player from the On the Gold podcast website. Pick your favorite player and give us a like and a subscribe, and we appreciate everything that you're doing. We appreciate that you listen. You know, our numbers are growing like none of us expected. Our numbers are absolutely growing. And I thank all of you that are listening to this podcast right now for supporting this. You know, we're not monetizing. We're not doing anything. This is just listener support. Thank you, everybody. Please be good to yourself. Be good to others. And go prospecting. Just get out and go. Ghost town, I'm gonna strike it rich with sin.